With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street is bracing for sharply lower open this morning. The market rattled by President Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs on America's trading partners. Mr. Trump defends the move that he says will supercharge American manufacturing while boosting tax revenue.
Declaring a national economic emergency, the president rolled out 10% tariffs on all imported goods and even higher duties on dozens of countries.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore.
The president promised that in the long run, factory jobs will return to the U.S., but economists, investors, and consumers are wary about price hikes on everyday goods in the short term. Greg Clugston, the White House.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen predicts dire consequences resulting from President Trump's bid to level the playing field.
The global economy will massively suffer. Uncertainty will spiral and trigger the rise of further protectionism.
She says the EU has prepared a range of options for responding, subject to negotiations. Four Senate Republicans join Senate Democrats. They want to block the tariffs on Canada, but the resolution has pretty much no chance of clearing the House, let alone being signed into law by the president. Also at SRNNews.com, one death is blamed on strong storms that raked parts of the South and the Midwest overnight. Fierce winds, tornadoes, and flooding rains. Power outages extending from Mississippi to Michigan. Maryland lawmakers have passed a slavery reparations bill. It would create a commission to study the issue and make recommendations. The bill now goes to Democratic Governor Wes Moore, who says he will consider it. Stock futures sharply lower this morning on Wall Street. This is SRN News. A new look at faith groups in the U.S.
In a new book by three academics entitled Secular Surge, the population is divided into four groups: religionists, non-religionists, secularists, and religious secularists. Religionists, all people of faith, are 41%, while secularists who have no faith are 27%. The book lists religious secularists at 14%. They have faith but secular political views, while non-religionists, 18%, have no specific faith, but they're open to spiritual things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a long-dormant 1985 state law in Nevada requiring parents to be notified before a minor undergoes an abortion can be enforced. U.S. District Court Judge Ann Fromm says that the 40-year-old statute can take effect on April 30th, however, she also left open the possibility for abortion advocates to seek a court order blocking its reinstatement. This is SRN News. The murder trial of an illegal immigrant begins this week in Maryland.
A jury is now seated in the trial of the illegal immigrant who is accused of killing Rachel Morin in Harford County. The panel of 10 men and 2 women, plus 6 alternates, will hear the case against Victor Martinez Hernandez in the country illegally from El Salvador. He is charged with the rape and murder of Morin, a mother of 5, in August of 2023. Opening statements in the trial will be delivered on Friday.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Air traffic controllers at Washington's Reagan National Airport will be offered crisis counseling and additional supervision after a fight broke out in the tower and another alarming near miss some 2 months after a mid-air collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter killed 67 people. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures are pointing to a sharply lower open. More details at SRNNews.com.